Hello, this is Dahlia Masacci, writing and editing coach for social change makers, public speaker, and award-winning author of Writing to Make a Difference, 25 Powerful Techniques to Boost Your Community Impact. Welcome to Writing Wednesdays, your opportunity to get essential writing tips and advice on a wide range of documents you are asked to write. My goal is to help you improve your pieces and better engage your readers. Today's topic is Top 12 Traits of a Good Grant Writer. I've spoken to many people who either want to up their game as a grant writer or are thinking about entering the field. I've met them through my Grant Writers Fast Track coaching program or one of the many webinars, workshops, or keynotes I have presented in the last several years. If you're thinking along these same lines, ask yourself if you have these 12 characteristics that it takes to shine. Number 1. Strong writing and storytelling skills. If you have a knack for crafting messages to engage readers, or you know how to tell a good story, you're already on your way. You don't have to be an English major, but the more you have command over the language, the better you'll be able to use it to explain your work and encourage grant makers to support you. Number 2, content knowledge as a specialist or generalist in your field. Of course, you need to know at least a bit about the organization's field of endeavor or be willing to learn quickly. You don't have to be an expert on all of the details. That's what your colleagues are for. But you need to be constantly adding to your understanding. Number 3, passion for the nonprofit's work. Of course, you can only spread enthusiasm for supporting an organization if you have it yourself. This is not strictly a professional skill, but it is an important piece of the puzzle, so don't discount it. Number 4, training and on-the-job experience. Classes and books can help you get started, but you really need to get some on-the-job experience. If you don't already work at a nonprofit, go ahead and find one that you're passionate about and approach them to volunteer to do some grant writing for them. Coaching and mentoring before or during that experience can elevate you to a new level of understanding and skill. Number 5, resourcefulness as a self-motivated, tenacious researcher. You can find out almost anything, given the right tools and contacts. You'll need this essential skill to research funders as well as specific pieces of information about your organization or its issues of concern. You know, grant writing is not just about writing. There's a lot of research involved. Yes, you have to create a strong proposal, but you also have to make sure that you're sending it to the right funders. Number 6, people skills. You have to be good at building relationships, both within your organization and with outside funders. This includes listening and interviewing skills to get the information you need. Grant writing is not just about hiding behind a computer screen. That leads me to number 7, the ability to lead and coordinate the team working on a specific grant. They look to you to help them strategize which grants to pursue and how. You are the knowledgeable guide who can lead executive and program staff to design work that is attractive to grant makers. You know, one of my favorite short expressions when I end a planning session is simply, "Go team!" Number 8, multitasking and prioritizing skills. With so many deadlines and projects to manage, you need to know how to handle it all with grace and flexibility. You might have heard the quote from Douglas Adams when he says, "I love deadlines. I especially love the whooshing sound they make as they fly by." Wow, wouldn't it be great to be able to do that? Instead, grant writers go by the maxim, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Number 9, ethics and integrity. Funders and the organization you work with will need to be confident that they can trust you to do the right thing and to do it consistently. There are a host of ethical issues that come with grant writing, and you need to be aware of them. Number 10, administrative skills, both big picture and nitty-gritty details. This includes the ability to follow a funder's guidelines to a T, as well as the nonprofit's requirements. You also need to be able to organize and track your work, as well as handle the myriad of pesky little word processing things that pop up. Number 11, the ability to learn from rejection and persist. You know, even the best grant writers can't win them all. Learning from mistakes kind of comes with the territory. Actually, I think rejection is underrated. When you're rejected repeatedly, it means you're doing something wrong. It should be a sign that you need to learn more, get better advice, do more research, and ask more questions. And finally, number 12, confidence, based in knowledge and preparation. The bottom line here is that you know you have the background and support you need to get the grant-seeking job done. That can come in the way of colleagues, mentors, and coaches. If I've just described a trait, or maybe a couple, that need a bit of work, consider some ways to strengthen those elements. My website, writingtomakeadifference.com, offers lots of free and affordable resources to do just that. Thanks again for joining me for Writing Wednesdays. Writing Wednesdays are released one Wednesday each month. You can sign up to hear about new releases right on my website, writingtomakeadifference.com. There you can find recordings of recent Writing Wednesdays programs. Meanwhile, please let me know what you would like to hear on future Writing Wednesdays. You can find a link on the right-hand column of the website to add your thoughts. Just look for the quick survey. Thanks again for joining me. I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Happy writing, and goodbye for now.